Welcome back to the Indiscriminate News Network. I'm your host, Jason St. Clair. Let's start off with some news from President Putin, and he's calling for a compromise to end the Karabakh conflict. Russia's trying hard to stop the war in the Nagorno-Karabakh and broker a compromise peace between Armenia and Azerbaijan. Putin also expressed hope that the United States will assist Russia in its effort to get the conflicting parties to respect a Russian-mediated ceasefire agreement. The foreign ministers of both countries visited us again, he told a meeting of Valda Discussion Club. They are meeting in Washington October 23rd. I expect our American partners to act in concert with us and assist the settlement. Let's hope for the better. I'd very much like this compromise to be found. As you know, I remain in close contact with President Aliyev and Prime Minister Pashinyan. Excuse the pronunciation, Azerbaijanis. I apologize. I talk to them by phone for several times a day. Our foreign ministers, defense ministers, and head of security services are in constant touch. Armenian Foreign Minister Zohrab and his Azerbaijani counterpart, Jehun, are scheduled to hold separate talks with U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo on Friday. They separately met with Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov on Wednesday. No concrete understandings between the two sides were announced as a result. Russia is understood to be coordinating its peace effort with U.S. and France, the two other co-chairs of the OSCE Minsk group. Three nations have reportedly issued joint statements calling for immediate end to the hostilities. All participants in the negotiating process sincerely want the situation to be settled, but nobody's more interested than Russia, Putin said. Interesting. Obviously, it's in everybody's best interest in the region that it slows down and calms down. Other crazy news in the world, Nigerian president leaves shootings of peaceful protesters out of speech. Lagos, Nigeria. Nigerian President Muhammadu Buhari spoke to the nation about the unrest that has gripped the country in recent days without making any mention of the shootings of peaceful protesters at Lekki Toll Plaza on Tuesday. That prompted international outrage. I mean, come on, dude. The military opened fire without warning on thousands of peaceful protesters singing the national anthem on Tuesday night, killing at least 12 people. The shootings have been widely condemned, but Buhari did not speak of them at all during his 30-day address, instead urging protesters to stop their demonstrations. He said, "I would like to appeal to the protesters to note and take advantage of the various well-thought-out initiatives this administration is designed to make their lives better and more meaningful, and resist the temptation of being used by some subversive elements to cause chaos with the aim of trenching our nascent democracy. For you to do otherwise will amount to undermining national security and the law and order. Under no circumstance will this be tolerated." He called on Nigeria's youths to discontinue the street protests and constructively engage in government in finding solutions. Do you think shooting at them with live rounds and killing them is a good way to start? The street demonstration began earlier this month with calls for Nigerian government to shut down the Special Anti-Robbery Squad police unit known as SARS. The squad was launched to fight crime, but it carried out torture and killings. The hashtag #EndSARS campaign spread across the country, and Buhari's government announced that it would disband the SARS unit. The protests persisted with demonstrators calling for more widespread reform to police and the end of corruption. But on Tuesday night, security forces fired without warning to crowds of thousands of protesters singing Nigeria's national anthem, killing 12 of them. The Nigerian military has denied shooting at the protesters. I mean, it's pretty clear. There's a lot of video out of it. Violent unrest erupted in Buendes and Lagos, and mobs have vandalized and burned police station and courthouses. Man, it's a bunch of madness over there. Crazy. Sad stuff. Very sad stuff. So, also on top of this, the Nigerian president said that the world should know all the facts after the alleged protest deaths. So let's see what he says. He called on the international community to know all the facts following a widespread commentation over the alleged death of the anti-police brutality protesters. Buhari, who failed to address a shooting that took place Tuesday, also called on protesters to stop demonstrating with government. Okay. Yeah, this is just carrying on. Basically saying that, hey, I closed down SARS, so everything should be cool, right? Okay. Let's jump into some Space Force news. Space Force leader charts a service on galactic mission. The chief of space operations and commander, U.S. Space Command, discuss the challenges the U.S. is facing in space. It's hard not to laugh, but I mean, I get it. It could happen sooner or later, right? And the Space Force effort to address them. Space Force General John W. J. Raymond provide remarks on the Pentagon today with the Virtual Air Force Rapid Sustainment Office. A war that begins or extends into space will be fought over great distances at tremendous speeds, posing significant challenges. Good to know that going into space, we want to definitely consider war, right? Oh, gosh. On orbit, capabilities move at speeds greater than 17,500 miles an hour. Direct ascent and satellite missiles can reach low orbit in a matter of minutes. In response, Raymond provided a galactic roadmap to which his service is doing. So this was just like a news brief that, yeah, Space Force is real. That's out there. And you should consider about all the wars to come in space. Mexico reaches deal to pay water debt to U.S. Mexico has reached a deal with the United States to pay the shortfall in its annual contribution of water from border area rivers by transferring rights to water-held borders and dams that normally supply cities, towns, downstream. Mexico announced Thursday it has reached a deal with the United States to pay the shortfall of in its annual contribution of water from border areas, rivers, giving U.S.-Mexico rights to water-held border dams that normally supply cities and towns downstream. The agreement announced Thursday allows Mexico to meet the October 24th deadline. If missed, could have endangered a cross-border water sharing treaty that greatly benefits Mexico. I did not know that. The United States sells water to Mexico along to the towns along the border there. Very, very interesting. All right, everybody. This is Jason with the Indiscriminate News Network. Thank you for listening. Make sure to hit that subscribe, follow button wherever you're listening. I appreciate it very, very much. Thank you. Bye.